Letting Go of Denial. Victor resented his wife Janine's constant splurges on their 11-year-old son Kevin. In his words, Janine buys him whatever he wants, video games, the latest tech and sports gear, expensive clothes, you name it. I keep asking her to stop, but she keeps doing it. She's spoiling Kevin rotten. I'm at wit's end. I don't know what to do about it. I'm also bugged that she doesn't work and I'm paying for everything, but she gets all the credit. When I suggested to Victor that perhaps he shouldn't give Janine so much money if she continues overindulging their son, he quipped, I don't give her that much money. She uses a credit card, which I pay for too. I then asked whether he felt he had any part in what was happening, and he quickly retorted, No, what do you mean? Janine's the one who keeps buying Kevin everything, and I can't do anything about it. The simple truth about denial. The irony of this domestic drama, of course, is that Victor keeps complaining to his wife while at the same time funding her extravagances. He was unable to acknowledge his role in the problem because he was in denial of the situation's underlying reality. Namely, he was a primary cause of the indulgences because he kept funding them. The simple truth is that you can't accept when you deny. When we are in denial, whether it is something we did or didn't do that someone else did or didn't do, or just the reality of a situation or circumstance that exists, we are not aware of that which needs to be accepted. Denial also includes wishful thinking, avoidance, self-righteousness, and turning a blind eye, to name just a few of its forms. Denial, for example, can come in the form of not dealing with a recurring health issue, avoiding coming to grips with a serious financial matter, or not accepting that your child has serious social problems. I once heard an apropos acronym for denial: Don't Even Notice I Am Lying.